This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting across the country on many leading radio stations. And for those of you that are listening to us around the world, thank you very much, because we know a lot of our military men and women are listening to us right now from wherever they're at, and we want to thank them for their service to America. We are a nationally syndicated radio show heard on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, our security guards, also our nighttime construction workers, and all those convenience store clerks and the truck stop waitresses, too. Thank you very much for the job you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership could mean to you. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with the president changing his tune and saying that the State of the Union speech now will be held after the shutdown is over.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. It seems that President Trump has, I believe he tweeted out essentially that Nancy Pelosi, that's her prerogative, according to the president, that he have his speech after the shutdown is ended, of course, at some point in the future. And he's not looking for a different venue, because he talked about, you know, the House chamber is the venerated place that this speech traditionally has been given, basically.
Right, and we'll just see how all that plays out, because, again, we have no idea what's going to happen when the shutdown is going to be over. I do know, I believe Nancy said that they're not coming back until Monday. After today's session, they're going to just take the rest of the weekend off with pay, because they're getting paid.
Well, it must be nice, you know, if you don't really have to worry too much about where your paycheck is coming from. But, of course, there's 800,000 federal workers who aren't going to get the next paycheck in order that they've already missed. So I think that it really is, it just speaks volumes, Captain, that, you know, here you have the ability to go in and try to negotiate, try to get something at least moving in the right direction, but to sort of throw up your hands and saying, you know, we're heading out for the weekend, that's not the right message to send to those workers if you really do care that they're not getting their paycheck. The president wants to negotiate.
Well, there's a lot of messages that don't make a lot of sense here, and part of it Some of the messages that we're getting right now are coming from the people that are still misrepresenting the Covington school and what they said, because there's still some pundits out there that aren't buying the fact that this episode that happened didn't happen the way they're saying it, because they didn't record the whole episode or talk about the whole thing. And, you know, these kids are being still treated unfairly by some.
Can you imagine, Captain, in this day and age, with all of the video available, all of the footage that we can watch, it's over an hour long, as I understand,
right.
Clearly shows exactly what happened. But, you know, Captain, it's just too juicy for some of these commentators, or even some of these members of Congress, even. It's just too juicy because they believe this just fits their narrative. They can get some more mileage. Maybe they'll fundraise off of it. Maybe they'll get some more eyeballs on their TV show. Who knows? But to destroy these young kids' life and to put their community at risk with all the death threats, the bomb packages, the suspicious things, and so forth, this is just far, far out of hand.
Now, just quickly on your part, the L.A. teacher strike has come to an end. After the district officials there and state legislators struck a deal in a new contract. I understand full-time nurses have been added, cap class sizes have been added, and pay raises for the teachers have been tossed in.
That's exactly right. And so this was really watched around the country. As I understand, I think day before yesterday, the Denver teachers, I think, voted to strike in that area. So this was watched very closely. It only took about several days, of course, to come to an end. But the overriding factor in the L.A. teacher strike, of course, was that there was, according to the district, there's just not the money there to do it. And so they're going to have to find a way to pay for it. They do have reserves, but the way that the math worked out, at least from the district's point of view, was that these kinds of things were not possible at this time. But you're right, they did reduce the class size, bring on some of the other staff and so forth, so we'll see where it goes from here. Will education improve in L.A. County? I guess we'll see.
I don't think so.
No, enough problems as it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's enough problems there, as you said, that no, that's not going to happen. They got a long way to go, and again, I don't know what nurses had to do with anything, do you?
I don't, only perhaps insofar as if there are kids during the day that, develop some sort of medical condition or maybe existing condition.
So it didn't happen to begin with, maybe?
Very possible, yes.
Okay, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're headed to break right now. I'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to talk about Venezuela, because Venezuela may be going in a totally different direction after the United States government officially came out, the president being at the announcement through the vice president, that we're recognizing the opposition as the leader of the country. We'll see where that goes, and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO agent, because you can get a great rate with a personal touch. You can ask about insurance for more than just your car, because GEICO not only insures your vehicle, but they'll insure just about anything you own. They got coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can even help with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO insurance agency near you. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and the second largest personal auto insurer in the country insures over 21 million drivers. For more information, go to geico.com, the website. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And always remember to tell them you heard it here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, let's try this again, because in Venezuela, we had a situation where our vice president came out and actually recognized the government that is not the government in Venezuela, prompting Mr. Maduro to give us 72 hours to get out of his country with all of our diplomats. They were breaking diplomatic relations with us, which I can understand why he might be a little upset there. But you take it from there. What's going on down there?
Well, Juan Guaido, who was the essentially leading the opposition, essentially declared himself, in charge of Venezuela,
right,
head of the National Assembly. He's been that for just the last 3 weeks, but of course there's been this massive outpouring against President Nicolas Maduro because of the state of affairs in the country. And so what Guaido is talking about, and he chimed in after Maduro said for the U.S. diplomats to pack their bags. He said, no, you can stay in the country, and then also calling for a transitional government, just as Vice President Pence had talked about, a transitional government, and call for new elections very, very quickly, because obviously we've been seeing this coming to a head in Venezuela, and it finally did. And this is the result of that.
Well, I'm going to read the tweet that came out because it wound up being a tweet. This is from the Vice President Mike Pence's Twitter account. He says, at POTUS announced the U.S. officially recognizes Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. At Juan Guaido and the people of Venezuela, America stands with you, and we will continue to stand with you until Libertad, that's hashtag L-I-B-E-R-T-A-D, which is liberty in Spanish, is restored. And that was the tweet, and that's what set off the firestorm.
It's exactly right. And so it's, and then other countries began following suit soon after that to recognize the interim regime or the interim presidency there in Venezuela.
So is he going to boot those countries out too?
Well, one would think that he will do everything. In other words, he will dig in at this point, one would think. And this transition that's going on right now, of course, is much more geared towards obviously trying to save the people of Venezuela, but at the same time could most unfortunately turn bloody depending on how all this turns out. And as I recall, Vice President Pence wanted Guaido to essentially declare Maduro a usurper, which of course would seal the fate, of course, of the Maduro regime, basically.
Right. And by the way, I want to point out to all the people on the highways and byways tonight that we do have a front coming across Florida, across the Panhandle. It's kind of on an angle from Jacksonville, north of Tampa. It hasn't quite reached Crystal River yet, but it's getting very close. There's some severe thunderstorms in there. There's also some excessive winds. 30 to 35 miles an hour, possibly some gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and it's definitely going to be crossing Florida tonight, which will wreak havoc with the weather in the morning, people going to work. So be advised, I'm pretty sure that you might have an adventure, especially with the high-profile vehicles, if you're empty going north out of Florida or even coming south into Florida, coming back empty. There you go. Now, Kyle, the inflation rate, this is them, not me. The inflation rate in Venezuela is 1,000,000%. I've never heard of such a thing, 1,000,000%. And with the rising inflation and scant medical resources and rampant crime in the country, it's hastened to call for new leadership, which I can understand that, right?
Of course, yes. Yeah.
And the anti-Maduro movement claims the elections of last spring were never legitimate and has given people new hope, promising to spearhead the democratic elections. They may have more elections coming forward. We just don't know. But thousands of Venezuelans, tens of thousands of Venezuelans all across the country yesterday risked their lives to demonstrate in support of removing Maduro. Now, this is a dictator that's been known to imprison, torture, and kill his political opposition in that nation, and people will die in Venezuela as they do every day. And one protester was quoted as saying, well, it might as well be for freedom, which is why I'm in the street.
It's exactly right. What we have witnessed in Venezuela is a terrible human tragedy, to say the least. And you know what happened to the food supply in Venezuela, what happened to the infrastructure, medicine, medical treatment, all these kinds of things. And not all that long ago, Venezuela was a fairly stable, normal country where there was a middle class, essentially, and people were doing all right.
But and they were selling oil on the world market because they got a bunch of oil, right?
Exactly. Yes. I mean, they should be doing so very well. But what we've witnessed here, we've seen what happens when countries go socialist in that sense. And so I'm hoping that the American people, and they're very smart and very perceptive, Captain, they're watching this and they're saying this, and if you remember, Hollywood celebrities would say, look what's happening in Venezuela, it's wonderful, and all these kinds of things. Well, here we see sort of the end of the trail, the end of the book, as it were, for Maduro and his dictatorship, and we see exactly what's happening to the people. There's no food. Maybe you'll eat once a day. Maybe. I mean, people were, how many, what's the average weight loss of every Venezuelan in the last year or so? It's unbelievably dramatic. These kinds of things. This is what we're hearing some of these far left, even members of Congress, saying, hey, we should really try socialism, and we gotta, you know, it's all about the government, you know, telling everybody what to do and directing every dollar and all this nonsense. And we see this playing out in front of our very eyes. And
well,
hopefully it can be turned around.
Yesterday, the police across the country seemed to join in with the demonstrations because they did nothing to stop or attempt to stop it, nothing. And I will say that since 2013, Maduro has given the military complete control of the country's food and oil resources. Now, they're eating good. They got plenty of money in their pockets because they're the ones running the oil industry, which has been part of the reason why Venezuela's once prosperous economy is in the tank.
Exactly right. In fact, Venezuela's bonds mostly are now in default. So the economy itself is ruined. We're just seeing an across-the-board devastation. You know, if you wanted to ruin a country, this is unfortunately a sort of a textbook way to do it. And we still hear people in this country talking about how we got to get rid of capitalism. We got to get rid of these traditional American, ways of doing things. And we got to go socialist, man. That's where it's all going
to
be.
Well, we need to tell the millennials and the Z generation, X generation, whatever the heck they call them, that's listening to us right now, that this is what socialism does. There's not one example of socialism anywhere around the world that has worked successfully for the people. Not one example.
Well, it's exactly right. And ultimately, you know, because you hear these words, equality, and everybody's going to have enough, and we're going to make the world a better place, and all these things which are admirable ideals or ideals to strive for, but here's the thing. It's always done with this authoritarian structure, a dictatorship. It's never about the people. It's about enriching those at the very top. And as you mentioned, when the army has everything and so forth, and they eat fine and they have money, but all the other people are starving, and it's an unconscionable, immoral thing.
Now, Juan Guaido is the leader of Venezuela's National Assembly, and as the country's interim president today, after the 35-year-old announced he was the country's legitimate leader, challenging President Nicolas Maduro, he is in fact the leader of the Venezuelan National Assembly, which is a group that's elected by the people, and apparently Maduro wasn't able to manipulate that. He just manipulated the presidential election to where he got all the votes.
Right, exactly. So this is a very interesting thing, you know, political science speaking, that we're watching unfold before us. But I think the Venezuelan people believe that this is their pathway to freedom, to liberty, as you mentioned in the tweet, the libertad. You know, this is how they're going to achieve it, and the United States is standing with them.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood right now, but we got bad weather coming our way, so be advised. Florida, got a bunch of storms headed our direction.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is officially postponing President Trump's State of the Union address until the government is fully reopened.
Government is still shut down. I still make the offer. Let's go from a mutually agreeable date, as the original date was, mutually agreeable, so that we can welcome him properly.
President Trump responded at the White House.
Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth.
The president tweeted he will postpone the address. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving American diplomats 72 hours to get out of the country. He's breaking diplomatic relations with the U.S. after President Trump announced the decision to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Now, Wayne Allen Root was originally scheduled to come on the program tonight. Kyle came on because Wayne wanted the night off. He was in another business meeting after he got off the air at Newsmax, his 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time television show. And he didn't get home until about midnight, our time. Which is, not midnight. Yeah, about 2 a.m. our time, which is about 11 o'clock or thereabouts their time. And he now has told me that he thinks he can come on the weekend show, so we'll plan for that. But I got to tell you that this part of the program is brought to you by my friends at the DR Mold Solutions Company. Now, I bought an older home in the Gateway section of St. Petersburg back in 2010. And it was a home that had been remodeled, refinished. And there were some issues with mold there, and I didn't really know what to do. And I looked up some companies that were recommended. And DR Mold Solutions was at the top of the list. Now, I found out that they were able to use their EPA and FDA-approved method to kill the mold in my home. And I had a site office there, too. And it's never come back. Never had another problem. So as a result, when they approached me about advertising on the program, I said, sure. I said, heck, I can speak from firsthand experience. So anywhere in the state of Florida, mold is a problem, as you well know, in the humid areas of the jungle climate that we have down here, which is, you're not going to think you're in a jungle the next few mornings, I'll tell you. But anyway, DR Mold Solutions, give them a call. 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment and get rid of the mold that's in your home or your office, and they'll travel anywhere in Florida. That's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. Ask them about their New Year's special and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, they kill mold. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle, a little bit of a follow-up here on the Covington situation here with the young boys. Samantha Guthrie just can't seem to get it out of her mind, and there's some other people, reporters, that are still trying to figure out a way to hold the Covington boys responsible in some way for what they did, again, without passing out the factual truth of the fact that this was an hour-long incident. And I'm just going to play a little short clip that's right here that was on the Today Show yesterday when this young lad came on to talk about this. So let's see here. Is this it? Yeah. Oh, no, this is a different clip. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she talked about the fact that it was outrageous what was going on here. Listen to this.
The idea that anybody could take joy in the destruction of young kids is absolutely outrageous to me. And that's exactly what we saw members of the media and other leaders do. These are kids. Let's not forget, these are 15, 16-year-old kids that were put in a very tough position and actually handled it very well. The president has shown his support through tweets for these kids and certainly would be open to having them here after the government reopens.
And I believe he will. And I believe he'll show his support because, again, the way that these kids have been treated is just not not right.
It isn't right. And I think, Captain, some of the people in the media and even, some in the government, the Democrat Party elite, you know, they seem to continue to want to keep this thing going. And I think it's because the kids had MAGA hats on.
Yeah.
It seems that if you're a young person and you have a MAGA hat on and you express your political, you have political speech, which last time I checked, we had freedom of speech in this country, that, of course, you're going to now be a target. You'll be vilified. There will be death threats. Somehow you'll be equated with the Ku Klux Klan, and on it goes. And so it's most unfortunate that what we're seeing, especially in the left and many in the media, most unfortunately is that this is going to be sort of the new playing field. This is, if you have an idea different than their party line, they can dox you, you can get you fired, they can ruin your life. All the wackos will know where you are.
Well, here's my challenge to everybody right now that said, you want to talk about MAGA hats. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just got a MAGA hat. Take your picture with you with a hat on and send it to, go to Facebook, over to my radio show Facebook page, the Captain's America Radio Show. And I want you to post a bunch of pictures on there, a bunch of people standing there with the MAGA hats on. We'll challenge the powers that be, not only on Facebook but also around the country, load that up with a bunch of people with their MAGA hats and tell us you support the president.
Well, right. But, you know, the idea, of course, is fear and intimidation. You're supposed to be scared to speak out, scared to mention anything at work. Don't be overheard talking in a restaurant.
Not me.
You know, this, oh, I know.
Not me.
No, I know that's not an issue there, but as it should be, you know. But that's the thing. It's fear and intimidation. And where have we seen this before in history, Captain? I mean, we could sort of take our pick, but you remember the brown shirts in Nazi Germany?
Yep.
If you don't have the party line in some of these regimes in history, then your history, that's the fear and intimidation part of all this.
Now, I got to get into this discussion as much as I don't want to. New York passed that new abortion law that takes the abortion right up to moments before the woman's about ready to give birth, live birth. And this was Governor Cuomo yesterday, New York, and he was on ABC News talking about this. And I just want you to listen to what he had to say, and then we'll talk about what he said.
It's been a long time coming, exciting day. Do you want to make a comment?
Hey, it's a great day. It's a great day for women.
all across the state. It has been a long time. It's a basic codification of a woman's right to control her reproductive health, which has been the law in this nation since 1973. There's now a real fear that federal protection from that Supreme Court case, Roe v. Wade, is going to be overturned. So you'd need a state law that would replace it.
Well, okay, he's worried about Roe v. Wade being overturned, so they needed a state law. But did they need that kind of state law?
Well, what we understand is it allows abortions up to 24 weeks, also it empowers midwives and nurse practitioners to perform abortions as well. Governor Cuomo, you're right. He believes that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, that they're there to overturn Roe v. Wade and this kind of thing, and so he wanted to have the state law in place. The wording that he used was actually, I think, rather questionable. He said this law would be a quote unquote prophylactic against the Supreme Court possible decision. And so it just kind of shows sort of where he's really coming from in all this.
But the Democratic talking points about overturning Roe v. Wade cannot be overturned in the manner that they are talking about, correct?
Well, that's right. I think you'd have, first of all, it'd have to be a case.
That's right.
That would come before the court, and it would have to run along the lines of the privacy. This is where the Supreme Court decided Roe v. Wade.
Yep.
They didn't find some special right in the Constitution that said you had a right to abortion. As I understand, it was a right to privacy.
Yep.
That's what it's built on.
Yep, exactly. And, that's not exactly going to just come jumping along here and just dive out at them, because it's not going to work that way. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, very quickly here, got about a minute left here in the segment. The president's numbers are starting to go backwards, according to the latest Fox poll. He's down 6% in the condition of the economy. He's down 18% from one year to the next, and the economy being stronger a year from now. He's down 11% in terms of his job performance from December 18th to right now, from a year ago. And he's down with people satisfied with the direction of the country by 5% from September of 2018 to right now. And whether or not the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia, 46% of the people say yes, 39% say no. That's only a couple of different percentage points there. But basically, all this negativity going on against the president is starting to show up.
It is, and I think the shutdown certainly is one of a larger headwind than the president perhaps has had for quite some time. His numbers have always been rather high in spite of the constant media assault and headwinds that are coming against him each and every day. I mean, goodness gracious, if Barack Obama got the kind of economic numbers that President Trump has. Which he never did. But if he did, they would have been rallying for a constitutional, to repeal the amendment that term limits the president at that point. I mean,
here comes the music, and I got to tell you right now, we'll be talking to you tomorrow night as normal, and I'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out at KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, and we're coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, so pay attention. It's going to get interesting out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty, that's Merle Haggard and the original song to the television series Moving On. Let's get going here with the highways and byways, because we've got a strong cold front pushing through the east, which will produce a number of hazards from heavy to excessive rainfall, especially from Washington, D.C. to Boston. Strong to severe thunderstorms here in Florida. Some snow in New England, gusty winds, and by the way, the lake effect snow machine is living alive and well in upstate New York tonight, too. So we'll get into all that in a minute. But meanwhile, the Clipper cold front will sweep through the Midwest and plunge through the plains and deliver another fresh bunch of Arctic air mass with frigid temperatures and bitterly cold wind chills It's headed our way, too. Things are going to change here in the state of Florida and in the South in general. Where it's raining now, it won't be raining tomorrow. Guarantee you. Now, let's go out and go up north, because all of New England from New Hampshire and Vermont east into Maine and the upper part of Massachusetts is under a winter storm watch or warning, and it is snowing up in that area right now. Now, down below it, where the temperatures are warmer, in Connecticut, you've got rain. Rhode Island, you've got rain. Long Island, you've got rain. New York City, looks like you got rain there, too. Jersey, on down 95 into Delaware. And Philadelphia, looks like you got some rain there. Now, also, coming in the western West Virginia part, let's see, the western mountains of Maryland, West Virginia, down into the western part of Virginia and the northern part of about Asheville, North Carolina. You've got rain tonight. You've also got snow that's down in through Ohio, the central part of Ohio, down into the northernmost tip of West Virginia, the higher elevations. That would be coming up, looks like coming up I-75. You'll be running into some snow, northern Kentucky and the western part of Ohio, as temperatures are right on the edge of that front right now. And to the east of that, it's rain, but to the west of that, it's snow. And again, up I-81, Syracuse, Watertown, Pulaski, Oswego, all the way to the Thousand Islands Lake Effect snow in that area. There's a winter storm warning tonight for North Dakota, the western part of Minnesota, for South Dakota, for the northern part of Iowa, and you've got snow down into Nebraska, snow down into Iowa, snow reaching across over into Missouri tonight, northern tip of Missouri, snow out in Montana, winter storm warning out there, snow in the northern part of Wyoming and southern part of Wyoming coming up and down 25, and snow to the north and west of Denver tonight, snow flurries in the area there. And that's about it. But again, rig for silent running down here in the state of Florida, because we've got showers, possibly thunderstorms. Now, my area of Tampa, Florida, be on the lookout, because within the next couple hours, we'll have some severe thunderstorms mixed in this mess coming our way. Now, temperatures are going to drop. The winds are going to be gusting 30 to 35, maybe 40 miles an hour in some of these storms. Chance of precipitation the rest of tonight, 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. And according to Ed, the winds were whipping around pretty good as he was coming down out of Jacksonville. So be careful. Meantime, to the phone lines we go. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, one of our favorite callers. Hello, sir.
Well, sir, I tell you what, I heard your quip about Andrew Cuomo, him signing the New York bill.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which kind of flies in the face of what Kamala Harris said about the judicial nominee because he was a member of the Knights of Columbus.
Yep.
And one thing is discouraging. Let me go on record. I'm a practicing Catholic, and I belong to the Knights of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
But to see somebody like Andrew Cuomo, who's also supposedly a practicing Catholic,
supposed
and
to
a
be.
Member of the Knights of Columbus,
mm-hmm.
Find that into law, how he stays Catholic, it's beyond me. You know, I think right now every institution that I believe in, grew up with, it's gotten really weak-kneed and spineless, whether it's the Catholic Church or the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul Pelosi is a member of Knights of Columbus, and that's Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Right.
Dick Durbin is a Knight of Columbus member. You know, it goes without saying, if you're Catholic and you're going to run for office, you better have that on your campaign literature. Remember, Knights of Columbus. You know, it does a lot of charitable stuff. But when you see these Democrats take it to this kind of, it's murder.
Uh-huh.
You know, basically, it's what they're advocating is emphasized. I cannot believe that Cardinal Dolan in New York or even the Pope didn't get involved in that. To sign something like this, me would say, you're no longer a Catholic. You're not part of the club. It's just the way it is. But second thing I wanted to talk to, I think Pelosi beat Trump at this shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's been beat. You know, he's, you know, the art of the deal. And
well, she controls Congress, and unfortunately, the Speaker of the House, when it comes to Congress, has a lot more power than the President of the United States, and she just proved it.
Well, I'm telling you this. Like I said, she's prime minister.
Yeah.
You know, she's got very sharp elbows. When you look at what she did, how a woman can disinvite a president of the United States to the people's house, it's beyond me. It's a good thing she didn't put it to a vote to the House. She might not have won it, but I don't know. The way she can control her caucus, everybody says, well, it's weak. It's about ready to implode. The woman runs, controls that with an iron fist and a velvet glove.
You notice how she's rewarding the new ones that have come in, AOC and a couple of others, and giving them some cushy committee assignments to keep them quiet?
Boy, I tell you what, it's not keeping AOC quiet at all.
Nothing will keep her quiet.
I don't know if she's going to last or she's just a quick burn, but it's scary. You know, eventually those people are going to be in power with real power. They'll be able to control the government, and it'll eventually happen in the next 5 to 10 years, and it's scary what they believe.
Yeah.
The only way you can have equality in any society based on what they advocate is by the barrel of a gun.
Yeah.
And they already have their own militias, the Antifa people. But, I you know, his book, everybody quotes, you know, he was a New York real estate developer, and when you negotiate any time in real estate, especially on something like that, developing multi-million dollar project, it's either going to be you win, I lose.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, she won, he lost. And I thought Kellyanne Conway on Fox, you know, they asked her about, what about the 800,000 people who are not getting paid? And then she goes off on well, we got to have the wall. We got, you know, cut down on drugs, cut down. And all that I agree with. But that wasn't the question. That's 800,000 people that, you know, in the end, might have their cars repossessed or might be foreclosed on their mortgages, all kinds of things. Right now,
Well, I can tell you. Do you know what USAA is? The bank USAA?
I know what USAA is.
Okay. They are advertising, because I belong to USA too. They are advertising hot and heavy that if you're having problems, they have programs to help you out until your next paycheck comes in. Some of them are short term, some of them are long term, and they're doing a lot of lending of money, 30, 60, 90 day notes.
Well, you know what? NASA Federal Credit Union is doing the same thing. Navy Federal Credit Union is doing the same thing. Pentagon Federal Credit Union is doing the same thing. A lot of the credit unions that deal with federal employees are about doing the same thing. You know, we'll float you along until this thing ends, but I don't know how long this is going to go, because right now both Pelosi and Trump are acting like kids, children.
Mm.
And he put his paw in the bear trap. He can't get it out. When he went on video saying, I'll take responsibility for the shutdown, well, that was it.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, Captain. It's always good talking to you.
Thank you, Dan. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. By the way, information coming back from Catwoman and Road Dog. They're down in Laredo, ready to pick up their trailer, head back to Lafayette. It's currently 42 degrees in Laredo. All right, well, you guys be careful, because there's some bad weather in between you and where you're going, as you well know. You might be on the other side of it. It might have already gone by you by the time you get north. All right, I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.